This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. Twitter is at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us to start this hour, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have our friend Elliot from Wesley Chapel on the phone, and Elliot wants to ask a question. So, Elliot, fire away.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Hi there. Good.
Okay, yeah, you know, Denise, I'd like to make a quick comment, and then I'll have you see what you think about it. You know, folks, the black church have failed completely to address their constituents, left-wing Democrats, who have been hijacked by socialism, far-left, black-trained Marxists, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the hundreds of thousands of strangers from around the world are having at it by overrunning our borders. This will put a heavy burden on existing black communities just to have the opportunity to compete. Church, Joe Biden do not love you. He loves the new voters. Your party embraces communist religion, haters, billionaire George Soros. He is the guy who paid 5 and 6 figure salaries to people to tear up blue states. Black America, where's the strength of the black church? The name Democrats will save. You will be known as the socialist left arm of socialism, communism. You have allowed the radical left to destroy Martin Luther King's dream. His name has been voided out, no longer relevant in today's conversations. Black church, where is your voice on gay men competing against young women in sports? The black church in Washington claims the Proud Boys vandalized the church, so they hang a Black Lives Matter banner outside. Black Lives Matter is ran by gays and lesbians, trained Marxists.
Okay, what's your question?
My question to Denise is that the influence is so terrible that the Democrats is being distorted within their own party, and they cannot face up to it. We are seeing leadership from the religious side of the black community being destroyed. Nobody's speaking out. I'd just like to hear what Denise has to say.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Okay. Well, go ahead, Denise.
It comes down to something that is known as critical race theory. And that is the single agenda that is permeated not only through the churches, but through education, through government, state and local, including schools, public schools, and corporations. So Yeah, when Elliot speaks about who is running Black Lives Matter, it's all in collaboration with the Harvard professors that have picked up the baton going back a handful of years to critical race theory.
Now I'm
probably one of the more dangerous things that we have going on.
Right. Now I'm going to let people just ponder this one for a minute. There are, in fact, a number of American churches that are down on the Mexican side of the border trying to get these people to where, if they do come across the border, they've got a place to stay and this, that, and the other. The churches are relying on what they will get in the way of funds. I'm not going to say who the churches are. I'm not going to do that to the churches. But they're down there, and they're doing what they're doing, and it's more than one church. And I might also report that over the weekend, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that the open border policies are not only creating a huge, massive humanitarian crisis, but the drug syndicates are running wild down there again.
The churches, many of them, the Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, have long been involved with assisting, if you will, if you can call it that, the immigrants, migrants. It's not a new phenomenon at all. And a lot of them have, in fact, given sanctuary. They have literally found places for these people to stay, given them money, given them directions on how to finesse the system. This goes all the way back to the Obama administration, and it was launched, if you will, by Office of Resettlement, which is out of Health and Human Services.
Yeah, and again, as far as what is transpiring, and we do know the numbers of people, because we talked about the border and the situation that while they catch one, three or four are sneaking in, and those are the numbers that they're estimating that may be a little low. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll finish our conversation about the border, and then the Democrats have created a monster all by themselves. It's called election reform, and it's coming to a state near you. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher, for doing that for me. His studio is about 30 feet around the corner from where I'm sitting right now, right here in my flagship station in Tampa, Florida. Now, you've heard me talk about mixing fruit farms in the past, but did you know their Groveside Cafe is the hidden gem of Bradenton? Oh, yes, they are. And Mixon's is located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida, just down the road a little bit from Tropicana Foods. And I'm telling you, the Groveside Cafe, you are going to love it. They've got a great menu, great lunchtime specials in there. Want a little chili? Got it. Want a little soup? Got it. Want some salads? Got it. Want some great sandwiches? Oh, boy, do they have them. And I'm going to tell you right now, try the Captain's Club. Try the Captain's Club. It is a big one. And it's a sandwich that you're just going to sit there and go, whoa. So, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Bradenton, Florida. You can call in if you want for an order at 941-748-5829. Drive on in there, pick it up, and out the door you go. Skip the line, call ahead, 941-748-5829. And don't forget, Mixon's Fruit Farms takes that tour, too, that tram tour, where they take you all around the farm, too. So you folks that are down here on spring break or on vacation, check out Mixon Farms down there in Bradenton. You're going to love it. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, back with us. Hello.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker, and we can only assume that this is going to be a humdinger. So, Backgammon Bob, have at it.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. I see where they're rioting up there in Portland again, and apparently the excuse was...
they never stopped.
Yeah, they never stopped. So what they've done is they've just latched onto any excuse that suits their cause, and that if we don't stop this or put a stop to it, it's going to spread because these people are basically trying to go national in a way. Okay, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, just to answer his question about the spread, the rioting also over the weekend, Denise, was in Seattle and Los Angeles.
Yeah, I was getting the text messages pretty much all weekend. There were several arrests made, however, in Portland because finally the police decided they were going to create a perimeter around the federal building up there, the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made several arrests. Well, I can say yippee skippy. On the other hand, maybe not so much, that they arrested an awful lot of people, but their charges were ridiculous. And, you know, I would say the prosecutor up there is probably going to, you know, make it a misdemeanor charge, hand them a piece of paper and say, here, pay this fine and you're out, you know, immediately. So it sounds good on paper. But when you look at the reality, it means kind of nothing.
Now, did you hear about the Oswego County, New York sheriff, which is my old stomping grounds, who was hit with a warning from federal investigators at the Department of Justice after flying a Trump flag on his sheriff's boat in a Trump parade, a massive Lake Ontario boat parade for Trump back last August?
I saw that.
That is crazy. And they gave him a letter of reprimand or warning and said, if you do that again, you violated the Hatch Act.
Well, no, it hasn't. But anyway.
We had plenty of sheriff's boats down here, Coast Guard boats too, some of them that were in the boat parades that were flying the little Trump flags. I saw them.
It all kind of fits in with H.R. 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And by the way, H.R. 1 is moving now into the Senate. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And everybody needs to call their senator, 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. By the way, good morning to George, the Godfather, and good morning to Jeff, and good morning to everybody in the chat room that's chiming in. I see we got a conversation going on in there right now. Now, I was at a gun show this weekend, and the big topic of discussion, and by the way, there were a number of Democrats that were there that weren't afraid to tell me they were Democrats, but they were there because they believe in the Second Amendment and this, that, and the other. But they're mad as hell about this H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446, the two bills that are slipping across, one of them about the National Gun Registry, the other one about 205 weapons, according to Dianne Feinstein, that all need to be banned, including some Glock and Berettas.
Well, there's also one of the stipulations in her bill, and I haven't read it completely, but those gun owners that have any of those weapons on her list are grandfathered in. She said you can't have new buyers of those weapons.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're no more selling where it is legal for two private individuals out in the parking lot to conduct a sale. They'll stop that because they'll have to have a background check. And if you violate that, I understand the fine's about $1,000 in a proposal.
Well, again, it's just like H.R. 1.
Mm-hmm.
They're in violation of the 10th Amendment.
Yep.
The state can decide what they want to do.
Yep.
It is the state. And this federal government... under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi is to be omnipotent here. I mean, they want to virtually run all 50 states on, regardless of what it is.
Correct.
You can't have tax increases. Or tax decreases. You cannot change your tax code. That's in the $1.9 trillion, whatever, COVID relief plan, which is a joke. They want to change the voting laws, which is done at the state level. Now they're talking about the Second Amendment. So understand something here, and I've tried, they're nationalizing or attempting to federalize everything.
Yep.
So the governors of these states and the state legislatures, if they even want to have any kind of authority, They better start getting even more aggressive against Nancy Pelosi than... I don't even know where to put some of this.
It's and three more states last week agreed to the convention of states, so they're up to 24. I think they need 34 to do anything. They might need more than that. I can't remember the exact number, but they're up to 24, and they are definitely moving along with that, and that's part of the nullification movement you're talking about with the 10th Amendment.
Well, not, but... Look, the federal, if you go back to the founders, there really wasn't even supposed to be so much as a federal government. The
right.
federal government was only supposed to deal with, you know, things on the realm of national security and public safety and maybe interstate roads and some trade.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else fell at the state level. Now think how twisted we are at this point, because now it's the federal government that's running the states. And I would argue, at this point, every single Democrat that voted for the $1.9 trillion, that voted for H.R. 1, every one of them ought to be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me.
Well, you won't get any arguments from most of the audience that's listening right now. And, oh, by the way, Democrats have long professed to be staunch supporters of public education and against school choice, but suddenly...
Another thing that's at the state level.
Yeah, yeah, right. But suddenly, Senate Majority Leader Chuck E. Boy Schumer struck an 11th-hour deal to fund almost $3 billion for private schools in his district or his area of New York City, which included a lot of the private Jewish schools.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that all about?
Well,
appeasing some people?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I think and by the way, there's also something that came out of California late last night, and that was the COVID money that's going, the stimulus money going for the schools to open the schools in California. Suddenly,
and they're still not opening.
No, and the teachers union says, well, we're going to give the teachers a $1,500 bonus, and we're going to send them on a trip to Hawaii. We're going to give them a few days off in Hawaii. Well, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're being fleeced here.
Yep.
And for every single American to not be paying attention to what is happening here is disgusting to me.
You're right.
I mean, it's just really disgusting to me.
To be continued, because this is not going to go away, and I'll look forward to seeing whatever it is you write. Okay, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out the great article she puts together at founderscode.com. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccination efforts in Europe will temporarily slow as several nations are suspending the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Ireland and the Netherlands are the latest to put their programs on hold after Norway reported 4 cases of blood clotting in patients who had received the shot. Both countries' health ministries say there is no evidence that the blood clots and the vaccine are linked. but they've made the moves out of an abundance of caution. And as several states have begun rolling back their coronavirus restrictions, Arkansas is set to join them. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the state will reconsider its mask mandate at the end of the month, looking at where it stands with cases and vaccination rates. Hutchinson tells CBS's Face the Nation that the time for tight restrictions is over.
I think the time in this pandemic for heavy-handed restrictions and, and mandates are going by the wayside so people can make good judgments, and we expect that to happen even after March 31st if the mask mandate is lifted.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo will be in this week on Thursday. So get your questions together. So either email them to me or send them to me via the messenger. But their phone number to take an appointment, schedule an appointment, is 800-659-2080. Give them a call and schedule a tour at one of their locations. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. So those two campuses, whichever's closest to you, give them a call at their main number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, here's why. The National Aviation Academy offers you a career change or a new career that's second to nobody. You'll start out at a very good salary of about $60,000 a year right now. That's where they're starting, not counting all the other extra money that you can make to go along with it. It's very possible, depending on where you go and what you do, that if you apply yourself, the work is there, you can wind up with a six-figure salary the first year, especially if you go overseas. It's very possible to work for an airline company overseas. So, NAA.edu is the website. 800-659-2080 is the phone number. And don't forget to ask to take the tour. Well, we've been talking about this on and off all night, that senior leaders are dunking on Tucker Carlson's comments about maternity flight suits. And it all started because the Air Force was looking for a few women to wear, test the new maternity flight suit, and Tucker didn't quite think that that was something that should be done. I guess, I'm speculating on my part, he really hasn't said, but I will tell you this, Senator Ted Cruz has stepped into the mix now, and he's going to investigate what the heck is going on here. Now, the Air Force saw the fewest of the three most serious classes of mishaps involving manned aircraft in at least a decade in fiscal 2020 because of the COVID situation. And the Air Force also, on March 10th, took delivery of its first F-15EX from Boeing and will soon begin testing the new jet. By the way, they have a female test pilot in that program. She might be the one flying it. And a National Guard member assigned to security duties on Capitol Hill died after what appears to be a personal medical emergency. That was confirmed by defense officials last week. Also, the U.S. Navy and Air Force have signed a contract for dozens of long-range anti-ship missiles. This is a closely watched program that seems to be introducing a new sophisticated guidance system into the lethal ship-killing missiles. Now, we've heard about China with these. We've heard about Iran with these. Now we're starting to hear about the American military with the ship-killing missiles. By the way, a tremendous report. The hardest part about keeping coronavirus cases down amongst American troops based in South Korea has nothing to do with interacting with locals. Instead, it's dealing with troops coming from the United States. Now, more than 28,000 U.S. troops are stationed in South Korea, and only 28 of them actually came down with the COVID-19. COVID-19 was instead coming in with people who are being tested from the U.S. Now, the coronavirus vaccinations were delayed for the U.S. Army in Europe as infections seemed to be going up. The largest U.S. military hospital overseas has said that they may have to cancel coronavirus vaccinations as of the next week as their supplies dwindle and new deliveries are delayed. And officials are continuing to urge continued vigilance as troops deployed to the Middle East await their coronavirus vaccine shipments following what one doctor said was an uptick in infections this week. We'll see where that goes. And the U.S. Navy sent its third warship in a little over a month through the Taiwan Strait, just a day after the Indo-Pacific Command's leader warned legislators of China's intent to take over Taiwan. Well, I think we've all known that's been the intent for a long time, that everybody is well aware of that. By the way, the new agreement with South China on sharing the cost of keeping U.S. troops on the Korean Peninsula is early evidence that Joe Biden is, in fact, shifting America's approach to alliances in Asia and beyond It shows that he will cut the Allies a break to build unity and competition against China and Russia, as he's lowered the amount that will be paid by China. So, there you go. Figure that one out. And the leaders of the House Armed Services Committee from both parties have called for a measured drawdown of National Guardsmen at the U.S. Capitol after the Pentagon extended the deployment for another 2 months. They're saying it's time to wind things down, but that's not what we're hearing. It's not what we're hearing. And I don't know what we're really going to do, by the way. Also, General James McConville, Army Chief of Staff, said that he believes the Army will have its first female Chief of Staff in less than 20 years. The general said it's just a matter of making certain that the service remains and retains talented women in their ranks. I'm sure they will. I told you about the crew, the all-female crew over at MacDill that was featured on the news last night. I happened to see it. Pilot, co-pilot, crew members on board the plane, plus the ground crew. That's pretty good. Kudos to the ladies for doing that one. We need more like them, more of them. And good morning, Eric. I see Eric just chimed in there, and Eric and Seminole. Hope your boys are doing well. And don't forget that coming up, and by the way, Chris Markowski, I'm not sure if he'll be on the program today. His father passed away late last week, and God bless him, he did his weekend show under a very heavy heart. And I told him, I said, take as much time as you need. You don't need to call in. And I don't know if he's going to or not, but he's a trooper. And all I can tell you is that watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. If you want to go over there and send him a message and wish him the best. But I've known Chris and I have been working together for just about 20 years right now. And I remember him when he first started out. He was the new answer to Savage on the radio, because his claim to fame was guest hosting on the Michael Savage show. That's how he got his big break on the radio. All righty. We will be right back with our big break, because we got a sponsor that wants to tell you something, and your local stations want to identify themselves. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Stem Cell Patch. Here's more about them.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and I got one of those right now in the middle of my foot, in between my ankle sockets, and I've had it there since Saturday when my foot started to act up a little bit, my leg, and so far it's working. Alright, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Alright, I gotta ask you a question here. We're hearing, and I can't believe this, but I swear this is what Janet Yellen said. She says, there's only going to be a small bit of inflation risk with the growing employment. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they keep saying this again, again, again. I try to contain myself as best I can when I hear these things. And you can, you know, hear my rants and raves on this on my podcast or radio show. We've been talking about this for a long time. You know, it's getting to the point where it's obscene. Matt, you know, I was laughing the other day. You remember the old 1980s? Matt, it's basically 1980s. Remember the old Jeep Grand Wagoneers with the wood on the sides?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, they're bringing them back.
Yeah.
You know how much it costs now? $111,000.
Good Lord.
Yeah, a Jeep Grand Wagoneer, $111,000. I remember I looked up online; they were sold brand new in 1990 for $25,000. I mean, it's getting out of control. We're constantly being told that the prices are not going up. But again, we know. We go to the restaurants. We go to the grocery store. Things that we need. It's everywhere. It's tolls. It's gym memberships. Everything is going up in price. Yet we're being lied to again and again and again. It's basically a tax. People don't understand this. When it costs more, when you have to spend more money to buy things, in essence, it's a tax. It's all it is. You're having to pay more for the everyday goods and services that you need.
Yeah, makes no sense, and they want to make up the story. By the way, economist Stephen Moore over the weekend said that Joe Biden and his administration is dragging the reopening of the economy. I have to admit, I agree with that statement.
Yeah, it's this thing about opening up at the 4th of July. I mean, you know, most states, well, not most, but many, many states.
Half of the country. Half of the country is wide open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's open. So, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to do anything, or he wants to tell certain people that they can't do anything over the 4th of July, over the summer, it's nuts. I mean, last summer was when infection rates went way down and everybody was out and about doing things, even in New York. I mean, you go to Fire Island, off Long Island, and all these places, beaches were packed. There were people doing stuff. So, again, it's a bit of an exercise in futility. I think that date needs to be moved up significantly. And I don't even understand some of the things that they're saying. Like, we don't encourage travel after you've been vaccinated? Why?
Well, down here in Florida right now, I can tell you that they're talking about we may achieve herd immunity by the end of April.
Wouldn't surprise me if you can keep getting the vaccines out the door. Florida's booming. You can't even get a rent-a-car in the state. It's next to impossible. That's how busy it is. And, beaches, airports, everything is it's jamming down there.
Yeah. Now, the banks, according to the government, the banks are going to officially start processing the $1,400 federal stimulus checks on March the 17th. However, over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, if you had an IRS account and your 2019 return had already been paid, they gave the people the money in those accounts, transferred the money over into their IRS accounts.
I heard something like that was going to happen quickly. I mean, I wouldn't know personally, but, again, they're trying to get the money out the door as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah. Well, IRS.gov, the website, supposedly today is going to have an announcement, and they're going to have that channeling where you'll be able to look and see when you are supposed to get your stimulus payment. That supposedly is going to go into effect today again like it's done in the past.
On a similar note, I heard a commercial. This is a commercial running on talk radio in New York. It was actually for a jewelry store saying, take your stimulus money and come to our jewelry store and buy jewelry. It's like free jewelry paid for by the government. I kid you not. That was an actual commercial on the air in New York. I almost threw up in my mouth.
And who are they kidding?
Again, people will do it though. I mean, like I said, I got an extra couple bucks in my pocket. I'm going to go buy myself something.
Okay. Well, speaking of New York, we'll keep it there for a minute because Senator Charles Tucky Boy Schumer made a last minute agreement with the teachers union up there in New York. And for all things, we know that the government is all about public schools, but they made a deal for about $3 billion worth of aid to the private schools in New York City.
Yeah, but we'll see how that ends up filtering through. I mean, a lot of the private schools have been open. Catholic schools have done an unbelievable job in maintaining, full occupancy and kids going to class and playing sports and doing all of those things. I find that fascinating. Again, they keep saying you need all of this money to open up the schools, and we all know it's just ridiculous. It really is. It's going to get lost in the sauce and, you know, various different people getting contracts for whatever it may be. But really, are you going to really plexiglass up the school now when this thing is on the way out? I mean, it makes no sense.
Now, up there in our old turf in upstate New York, to be specific, Oswego County, the sheriff has gotten himself in trouble. He got a warning from the Department of Justice and federal investigators after one of his patrol boats that was out in the middle of a Trump parade that was working its way down the shorelines in Oswego County towards the Oswego City Harbor, was flying a Trump flag. Can you believe that? And he got a letter that stated that they were in violation of the Hatch Act.
Well, I understand that. I mean, you shouldn't be using, you know, official government vehicles and whatnot for political purposes. So I get that. I understand that. Wouldn't like it if it was for Biden. Don't like it for anybody. I mean, that they should, you know, save that for the private votes.
Yeah, well, if it had been a Biden flag, they never would have got the letter.
You're probably right.
Yeah, yeah, we know that, unfortunately. And also out in California, where you want to talk about gross misuse of government funds and the stimulus funds, they've given a large amount of money to California to open their schools out there. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, but again, for what? I didn't realize it costs money to turn a key in a door and open the door.
Well, the teachers union wants to take part of that money, and apparently they're powerful enough to where they can do it. They want to take part of that money and give their teachers a $1,500 bonus for doing what? I don't know. And they also want to send some of the better teachers, you know, the elitist teachers, to Hawaii on an all-expense-paid trip with that stimulus money.
Yeah, not at all surprising. Again, it's going to be a big, you know, handout, money, bonanza, government workers, teachers, you name it. You know, it's a ton of money is going to be floating in that direction. Again, you take a look at Washington, D.C., you take a look at state capitals, you take a look at the wealth that surround these areas, 5 of the 10 wealthiest zip codes in the country surround Washington, D.C. You know, when you're printing trillions of dollars and you're handing it out, everybody there has got to take a little bit for themselves. And this is how it's going to work. I mean, it's not like any kids' test grades are going to improve. It's not like it's going to actually better education anywhere. No, it's just going to line people's pockets.
Now, the company called Stripe, I'm not familiar with who they are, raised $600 million, valuing the company now at some $95 billion. Who are they?
I'm not familiar with the company you're talking about right now.
Me neither.
Stripe?
Yeah.
Said? I'm not familiar. I'd have to take a look at them. I'm not sure exactly who this is or what they do.
Okay. Now, Netflix is testing their new policy about password sharing. They're cracking down on that so that people can't multitask have multiple users on an account, a Netflix account. They want everyone to have separate accounts. The reason for that is because they charge money for it.
I mean, that's going to be, again, you're going to be kind of hurting themselves. I mean, I have it for Hulu, but I pay for unlimited amount of users and stuff like that. You have a bunch of kids that are going to log on, and, you know, it's going to be difficult. So,
alrighty.
They're going to monetize it as best they can.
Well, here comes the music. You take care, and if you need to get a hold of me, you got the number, okay?
You got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and we will be right back with Frank Salato from the undergroundusa.com website. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.